Well, for Majestic Cinemas, it's time to get Eddie's movie rating on a Friday. How are you this morning, mate?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Andrew. How about you?
Not too bad, thank you. I'm a big fan of Sherlock Holmes. This is an extension of his universe. It's called Enola Holmes. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
I'm presently on the way to collect my brothers, Mycroft and Sherlock. Yes, Sherlock Holmes, the famous detective, my genius brother. He will have all the answers.
Enola.
Where's your hat and your gloves?
Well, I have a hat. Just makes my head itch. And I have no gloves.
My God.
A wild woman brought up a wild child. Who'll make her acceptable for society?
She seems intelligent.
There are two paths you can take, Enola. Yours, or the path others choose for you.
So that's Enola Holmes, starring Millie Bobby Brown, which is a name for some reason that seems familiar. Who is she?
Yeah, look, as soon as we say Stranger Things 11, I think everyone knows who Millie Bobby Brown is. And look, she's a massive star, 16 years old and already proven to be a great actress. And this is undoubtedly, Enola Holmes is her biggest role yet outside of Stranger Things on Netflix. So Netflix are keeping her well and truly under wraps. They've probably signed some type of deal with her, I would assume. But look, Millie Bobby Brown gets to play Enola Holmes, who is Sherlock Holmes' teen sister, which I must admit, I didn't know he had a sister, but here we are in this universe, and she's just as smart and savvy as Dr. Sherlock Holmes.
So is it set in the same era, the Edwardian times?
It is, and it's all about that, obviously, as well. There is the other Holmes' brother, which is Mycroft Holmes, and they've got their mother, Eudoria. Enola Holmes lives with Eudoria all by herself, and her brothers don't have much to do with her, but when their mother goes missing, all of a sudden the family is reunited once more, and Enola Holmes gets a chance to solve mysteries like her brothers.
Oh, and there's a couple of good actors there. You mentioned Eudoria Holmes. That's played by Helena Bonham Carter, who's always excellent, and Henry Cavill. A lot of people know him as Superman, as the great Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he's ticking off a few interesting roles. He's in the Netflix show The Witcher 2, playing Geralt. He's getting quite a lot of opportunities to play famous characters, and I know he's in the running too for the potential new James Bond role. So Henry Cavill, there's been some question marks at times about his acting abilities, but look, he's actually quite well suited to Sherlock Holmes. Definitely a bit broader and bigger than you'd expect from your usual Sherlock Holmes. He's not so much a Benedict Cumberbatch or Robert Downey Jr., but he does suit the role quite well. He's very charismatic and, you know, quite an attractive gentleman to boot, so he carries off that Sherlock persona quite well.
Given that this is a Netflix release and it's a movie, a lot of listeners are expecting you to start kicking into it at any point. What did you think of it?
Look, it's very much a family-orientated film, Andrew, and I think if people go into that expecting this to be a very much that type of take on the Sherlock universe, it's enjoyable enough. I don't know how necessary it is, but you can see this being a new series, absolutely, and I'm going to give this one, probably not so much the target audience for me, but some will love it a lot more. I'm going to give this one 2.5 suitcases out of 5. Millie Bobby Brown's great. The story positions in, not so much.
Yeah, is it fair to say that this is a kids' film?
Yeah, I would actually say I was surprised how probably younger focused it was. There was nothing in it that was a bit, you know, oh, this is only for teenagers or this is a PG-13 type thing. I would say anyone probably from the ages of 8 upwards could probably really enjoy this. There's probably a lot of children younger than that might have partook in Stranger Things at some time or another. But look, it's very family orientated, and I think particularly, you know, teenagers and teenage girls as well are going to absolutely love this because Millie Bobby Brown's very charismatic.
Well, and anybody who enjoys any of the Sherlock Holmes films, and you know what, no matter who's played Sherlock Holmes, I've always enjoyed that character. So I like the idea that they've extended the universe because it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah, look, and that's the thing. I think there's actually a lot of possibilities moving forward that if they nail the story around the characters, we could be in for a real treat because the actors are more than up for it, I think.
All right, we'll look forward to talking about more of those when Eddie next rates a movie for us, thanks to The Majestic in Singleton. Good on you, mate. We'll catch up next week.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Have a great weekend.